This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Projected President-elect Joe Biden said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that people have placed in him. These were his first remarks since being projected the winner over U.S. President Donald Trump.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is now the highest-ranking black American and woman ever elected in U.S. government, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Wearing all white in a tribute to women's suffrage, Harris pointed to those who came before, who fought for the right to vote.
And I stand on their shoulders.
Harris is also the first American of South Asian descent elected vice president and reflected on her mom's journey here from India.
She believed so deeply in an America where a moment like this is possible.
Others will now believe it too.
Every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee filed a lawsuit Saturday in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots in Metro Phoenix that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot elections being disregarded. The legal challenge against Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona election lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots in Maricopa County. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. More communities across the United States are imposing new restrictions as hospitals fill up with coronavirus cases. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Denver, Colorado, doesn't want to call it a curfew, but is asking residents to stay home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. for a month. He's hoping that will slow the spread of coronavirus cases, which could overwhelm area hospitals by the end of the year. Illinois' governor says a stay-at-home order is possible if the infection rate doesn't slow down, with more than 10,000 new cases a day. Governor J.B. Pritzker reported he was at a meeting with someone infected, and now he's in self-isolation. 5,400 new cases were just reported in Kansas. The state health director says county commissioners should have required masks and limited crowded events. Meanwhile, a judge in Texas has upheld an order in El Paso County that non-essential businesses close for 2 weeks, but the attorney general is planning an appeal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Arab Emirates has announced a major liberalization of the country's Islamic personal laws, allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate, loosening alcohol restrictions, and criminalizing so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to bill itself as a skyscraper-studded destination for Western tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its legal system based on hardline interpretation of Islamic laws. Saturday's announcement also follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the UAE and Israel, which is expected to bring an influx of Israeli tourists and investment. The move comes as the UAE gets ready to host the high-stakes World Expo. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Saturday that Armenia must be convinced to negotiate in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict with Azerbaijan. In a statement to the Turkish presidency, Erdogan told Putin that Armenia must withdraw from Azeri lands it is occupying and stated the Armenian leadership must be convinced to sit down at the negotiating table. At least 1,000 people have died in nearly 6 weeks of fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountainous enclave internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan but populated and controlled by ethnic Armenians. Searchers in Guatemala continue digging through mud and debris, looking for an estimated 100 people believed buried by a massive rain-fueled landslide as Eta regained tropical storm strength and continued to strengthen and churn toward Cuba. It became a tropical storm again Saturday as it moved over the Caribbean Sea, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center issued tropical storm watches for the northeast and northwestern Bahamas, southern Florida, and the Florida Keys. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.